What was that like, kind of that back and forth when, you know, Obama did a Protection Act and then it got reversed and then now we're back. It feels a little bit like a ping pong game, I'm sure, for you all, where it's you just don't know where it's going to land. And was any progress made? And then when it was taken away, what kind of damage was done? And then now that we're back, what do we kind of foresee? I know that's kind of a loaded question. There's a lot of dynamics there, but.
Well, you know, and when we think about the history of indigenous tribes out on the land, we've had a lot that has impacted us individually. We've had a lot that has impacted us overall, straight across the board. And one of the things is loss of land, loss of connection with land, which also means loss of connection with these places. And for my people in particular, we were kind of displaced from these areas. And so in our culture, when we lose a loved one, we kind of tend to not speak of that individual anymore. And so when we were displaced from these places, we looked at land as a family member. And so we discontinued speaking of these places. And so today, when people ask us about certain peaks and certain valleys and certain river systems, it's really hard for someone like myself to speak in respect to the relationship that we continue to have with these places. Because, you know, as tradition has kind of pushed us and nudged us to follow, we look at that as a loss of family. And so I can't speak to certain peaks because they haven't been in my everyday. What has been in my everyday has been the reservation boundaries that currently exist, which may not include those peaks, those river systems, and even those areas, those valleys. And so it kind of poses a little bit of a challenge, because today with some of the work that I do, I'm currently an employee of the Montezuma Land Conservancy. And what we do is we try to help, and what my position is held largely accountable for, is to help reestablish those relationships as well as that trust system within the tribal voices on over into the Montezuma, the Dolores, and the San Miguel counties in the southwest portion of Colorado, to help introduce and reconnect our indigenous voices to these and existence to these areas.